Circuit Judge David Flanagan says a 16-year-old kicked out of East High for a misdemeanor drug charge and arrest should still get an education. Normally, expelled students aren't eligible unless they're enrolled in a special education program. Judge Flanagan said state law allows him to require the Madison School District to provide an education to the expelled student, as dictated by a juvenile court order for the boy. Julie Underwood, dean of the UW-Madison School of Education, says right now the ruling's effect is pretty local.
Since it's a Dane County ruling, it would certainly affect all of the school districts in Dane County. Certainly if it went up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court as an interpretation of Wisconsin's constitutional and statutory provisions on public schooling, it would then affect the entire state, definitely. That's how we make state law.
There are currently 1,350 students expelled from Wisconsin public schools, according to Doug White, Director of Student Services, Prevention, and Wellness for the Department of Public Instruction. He says many school districts already offer expelled students several options for continuing their education.
That could include continuation in the regular school program in which they were taking part. It could also mean transfer to an alternative education program at a separate school facility. Or it could mean an abbreviated program available even off-site if that were needed for reasons of safety at a community location.
The Madison School Board meets tonight to discuss the ruling and whether or not to appeal. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.